Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. New year, new decade. Be future ready with Zurich. The power behind your pension.
Now, first to Cork this evening, and the victim of last night's stabbing in the city has been named as a 20-year-old student. He was Cameron Blair, a second-year student at Cork's Institute of Technology, a native of the small West Cork town or village of Ballinascarthy. Our southern editor, Pascal Sheehy, joins me now to tell us more about what happened. Pascal, what has emerged over the course of the day about what took place on Bandon Road last night?
Well, there has been an intensive investigation throughout the day with Gardaí gathering CCTV footage, appealing for dash cam footage, appealing to students who might have filmed this incident as it unfolded shortly after 9 o'clock on the Bandon Road last night, and generally appealing for information. And there is quite an intensive investigation underway. Unfortunately, another one, because this is yet another violent death on the streets of Cork City, and this one claiming the life of a 20-year-old young man. As I speak, the post-mortem examination is underway at Cork University Hospital by the pathologist Dr. Heidi Ockers. That will continue until around about tea time or maybe beyond that. And as the details of Cameron Blair's identity became known, and those who the news spread among those who knew him, many, many tributes have been paid this morning and this afternoon by the Church of Ireland, Bishop of Cork, Dr. Paul Colton, who confirmed him in 2013, tweeted last night when the killing happened very close to Bishop Colton's own home. At that stage, he didn't know the identity of the victim, Cameron Blair, and was utterly shocked today to discover that it was a member of his community and, in fact, somebody who knew him. Also, we got tributes today from Dr. Barry O'Connor, who is president of Cork Institute of Technology, from Bandon Grammar School, from Bandon Athletics Club, and from many others as well.
He was a former pupil at Bandon Grammar School and an all-rounder academically and sporting.
Yes, that's the way it appears. He was an all-rounder academically and sportingly. In fact, tragically, I believe he was due to play with Bandon Rugby Club's second team tonight in a game in Bandon. He had led the Irish team out at a World Cup, at the last World Cup, when Ireland were playing Italy, and he won a competition sponsored by Emirates to do that at the time, and he spoke in local media of his delight at being selected to do that. Academically, Dr. Barry O'Connor spoke of the course that he had embarked upon, second year chemical engineering, said it was a very difficult course to get into in the first place, and then once students accessed the course, got sufficient points to access the course, the workload on that course was quite difficult, quite trying, but Cameron Blair obviously was excelling at that, he said.
For people perhaps not familiar with Cork City, Pascal, the Bandon Road would be, I think, a student area.
Yes, it's an old residential part of the city, which, because it's slap bang in the middle of Cork Institute of Technology and University College Cork, is populated in the main now with students. And on a Thursday night, traditionally student night, it was hopping last night, because this week was the first week of students returning to college and lectures resuming again for the new term. So Gardaí expect that it was very busy last night, and expect a response to their appeal based on the fact that it would have been bustling last night at about between 9 and 9.30 when these events unfolded. They unfolded at the house where Cameron Blair was living. He was originally from the village of Ballinascarthy in West Cork, but he lived with a group of friends on the Bandon Road. There was a party there last night. There were around 20 people at the party. and our information at this stage is that a group of people arrived at the party, they were refused entry, and in an exchange that followed, a knife was pulled and Cameron Blair died as a result of being stabbed.
And that Garda investigation now underway, and as you say, Pascal, as you said at the outset, they are asking people if they have any footage, either on their phones or perhaps dash cam footage from passers-by, that they would share it, not online, but share it with Gardaí.
No, in fact, they made a specific appeal for people not to share the footage online because in recent events we have seen that has taken place, and instead, if they have that footage, to contact the Gardaí at Tokar Garda Station, where an incident room has now been established and where Gardaí will meet in conference at 8 o'clock tonight.
Pascal Sheehy, our Southern editor, thank you very much.